2017 NFL Scouting Combine, Indianapolis, Indiana. It continues, and we continue to work our way around the media room. We found a familiar face. We always like to catch up with Jason Lockenfora of CBS Sports when we're here, and we're going to do so right now. Jason, we have a new setup here in the media center, but it's still the same old combine, right?
I guess. I just got here, so I'm still kind of getting my head around it and trying not to get lost too much because I'd kind of finally figured out where everything was the old way. But, yeah, we'll see. So far, it seems convenient.
GM, Rick Spielman, our GM, he had his press conference today. And, of course, the conversation was mostly about Adrian Peterson. No surprise. We've gotten a lot of people's spin or takes on it. How do you view that situation?
There was only one decision for them to make, which was to move on. And you want to show deference and respect to a player of that pedigree, of that caliber. But I think the underlying reality is I have a hard time seeing him coming back to Minnesota and playing on a one-year, $5 million deal. You know what I mean? A prove-it contract or whatever. He's proven all he could ever prove to the Vikings, and I understand why they're going in a different direction, but this also has always looked to me like an imminent divorce, and he'll go to another organization and show them what he has left in the tank, and the Vikings will use the kind of money they've been paying a running back for, frankly, not much production in the last couple of years between the suspension. And, I mean, you go back and look at the last eight games he was healthy, he averaged 2.9 a carry. The line's not great. They need to reinvest in the line. They've got other things they need to do there besides playing a running back, you know, paying a running back $15 million a year.
You know, because the Vikings drafted Adrian in 07 and he's become, you know, one of the best players in team history, he was the identity on offense. So, you know, let's say your scenario does unfold and he is not back. What would be the identity of the offense, do you think? What's the best bet for the Vikings? What path do they go down?
Well, I think where they are right now, you're probably still looking at a collective. I don't know that there's going to be that guy. I mean, you've got a guy like Diggs who can do a lot of nice things, but, boy, I don't know if he's the face of the franchise. Now, you put a legitimate one around him, and you've got Diggs in the slot. Maybe one of the young receivers develop. We'll see. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do at running back. I suspect they would draft one. I don't know that that guy comes in and is immediately a face of the franchise. You know, Sam, they love Sam. He's not going to turn the ball over, right? He'll be fairly smart with how he distributes it, but it's not super dynamic. So I think the face of the franchise is going to probably be that defense being top five and somebody on that side of the ball or that collective under Mike Zimmer. That offense is going to need help again this year.
Last question for you, Jason. If you were going to do something to improve the defense, like if you got one, let's say it was a quality free agent or a high draft pick, you know, if you had to nitpick that Vikings defense, which you have said is very good, where would you do it? How can the defense get a little better?
I don't know anyone in the league who thinks they have enough pass rush. It really doesn't exist. There's not that many difference makers. It's rare that you've got, you know, a couple of them, but the teams that do have those dynamic duos, that tends to be what we see show up in December and January, right, when it really matters and you're facing quality quarterbacks three straight weeks. If we can disrupt a Tom Brady, we can disrupt anybody. And you saw Denver do it with Miller and Ware and Shane Ray a couple years back. You know, New England doesn't quite have that template, but they're a whole different entity anyway. So I'm sure pass rush. The problem is there's not much out there in free agency. And I think right within your own division, I mean, Nick Perry, I bet he gets over $10 million a year.
Yeah. All right. How can people follow your work here in Indianapolis?
At CBSSports.com and on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. And I think that's it for here. I don't think there's any TV for me here. Just the internet and the internet.
Well, have a good week. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks.